I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. And all of my bad feelings have disappeared. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
Straight ahead, there's nothing but blue
I was waiting for my cue, if it'll come up or not. Thank you. Good morning. I just want to share that these are some of the featured vocalists at our 3V services. And so, you know, 3V is not only have a concert coming up on April the 6th at 5 p.m., mark your calendars for that, but also 3V is moving their time slot. They're moving their time slot till Wednesday evenings at 6:50, and that begins this Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. So you want to mark your calendars for that as well. It's a wonderful opportunity to kind of get that uplift that I often need in the middle of the week. So come and be a part of that. I think that music would uplift anyone, don't you? So by all means, come and be a part of that. Of course, the realm of substance, and Kim Voigt will be conducting a workshop next weekend following the Sunday service. And Kim is our guest today, will be leading our meditation, and she uses sound healing, with a singing crystal bowl that is developed and has developed meditations designed to clear and to energize the human energy field. Works with individual clients, works with groups, does teaching on how reality has created and techniques designed to repattern that energy field. So today, enjoy the meditation, and next Sunday, following the service, come and experience her workshop. Then also, again, we've talked about the 3V. That concert, again, is April the 6th at 5 p.m. Tickets are on sale in our lobby. They're $15. Also, flip that insert over, and I'd like to call your attention to the activities for Holy Week. Yes, God is good. Spring is here, and it's beginning to look like spring. So thank you, God. But these are the activities for the week. You can see there are many for you to participate in. Go within and ask Spirit Within, what is yours to do that week? Many choices. Also, in your bulletin, I want to call your attention to a few things there as well. Today is the last day to buy Easter lilies. Those Easter lilies are used to decorate our sanctuary. And you can donate today in the garden court. Also, this Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. is our healing service. Also on Tuesday evening, we begin a new class called Healing and Wholeness, Part 2, led by our licensed Unity teacher, Jeanette. Also then, of course, the Wednesday evening sandbox here, the spiritual 3V service, Wednesday evening at 6:50. This is also tomorrow is actually the last day to bring in your food for Minnesota Food Share. We set the target of 160. We're over halfway there. So if you fail to bring them in today, see me for forgiveness and absolution, okay? I'm just kidding with you. But if you fail to bring them in today, by all means, it's not too late. You know, all joking aside, it's not too late. And this supports organizations that we support, such as PRISM. And I want to thanks to all of you that has shared this food. And again, bring it in today or tomorrow, we'll see that it gets there as well. There are current volunteer opportunities, especially at our 8:15 service, and see Reverend Patty back there, and she will share with you those opportunities. But there are opportunities here, especially in our welcome ministry and other areas as well. So how are you doing today? Let's try it again, okay? How are you doing today? Great. You know, of course you are. And, you know, I really want to thank you for being here. I shared with some of you that if I was not the minister, I don't know if I'd be here this morning or not. So it's such a gorgeous day out there. And I know it's a gorgeous day today because I chose to wear an orange tie. And Kevin, you wore a fuchsia tie. And so that's the reason it's a gorgeous day today. We are just bringing the spring in here. Let's go to, I'm going to get emails on that. Okay, let's go to prayer, okay? Let's go to prayer. Let's go within. Let's just take that deep breath and go within. Let's take another deep breath and relax and let go. Just let go. Just let go. And we're grateful. Our hearts are full of joy and gratitude for the opportunity to come together and to celebrate this day, to celebrate the opportunity to step into new experiences, to celebrate the opportunity to be able to express love and to be that expression of God. And for that, we are grateful. So it is with great joy and gratitude that we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. We can truly applaud this day. Let's applaud this day. Affirmations. We begin our service by using affirmations. They are found in your order of service. Our first affirmation is our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And now our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. Our affirmation for today's lesson, together, love is never complete until it is expressed. Let's affirm that again. Love is never complete until is it expressed. Inviting our on-duty Unity Prayer chaplains to please stand. If you look around the room, you'll see that these individuals arrived early. They held sacred space in this beautiful sanctuary. And they're here to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity Prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song for this series is Sacred Love, and we invite you to please stand.
Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are.
Sing sacred love again.
You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are.
Show the way, God, show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace.
Lead the way, God, lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place. You are blessed peace. Blessed peace is all that you are. You are blessed peace, God. Blessed peace is all that you are.
Show me the way.
Show the way, God. Show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace.
Lead the way.
Lead the way, God. Lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place. You are deepest joy is all that you are. You are deepest joy is all that you are.
Oh, show the way.
Show the way, God, show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace.
Lead the way,
God, lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place. You are sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are.
Sacred love, God.
Is all that you are. Sacred love is all that you are.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is a positive path for spiritual living. Unity offers practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here is to acknowledge our first-time guest. It's one of the most important things we do on Sunday morning. And when we do this, it reminds us that we too were first-timers at one time or the other. So today, if you're with us for the first time, or perhaps you have not been with us for some time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand, and as I say, we're going to do nothing drastic here. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest out there. Blessings, yeah, blessings, right. Blessings. Right over. Yes, keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That packet of information that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. It has a welcoming CD in there as well. There's a pink card in that packet, and if you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. There's also a rose that you received, and that rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you, spot you, and give you a very special welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our first-time guest.
All right.
And of course, we enjoy greeting each other each and every Sunday morning. We do it with a smile, a handshake, a hug, namaste. We always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay?
Good morning again.
Good morning again, my friend. So we invite you to remain standing, and if you did not get a chance to speak to the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you for coffee and tea in Friendship Hall. Let's stand for our next song, and it's called The Gift of Love.
Though I may speak with bravest style, the gift to all inspire, and have not love, my words are vain as sounding brass and hopeless gain.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of sanctuary. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to this box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for another 30 days. The word for today is dominion. My faith lies with the ever-present power of God. In spirit and in truth, there is only one power, the power of good, the power of God. At times, the world may seem to have dominion and authority. There may seem to be a power in the external. There may appear to be more than God, but it is not so. There is only one power and one presence. It is the power that gives us life. It is all that is. When we understand this, no so-called power in the world can ever prevail. God is the energy that enlivens us, the soul power that impels us to understanding, health, peace, order, harmony, love, joy, and finally prosperity. God is the power behind our own self-mastery. We cannot fail when we draw our power from the divine. And scripture also tells us, you have given them dominion over the works of your hands. That's from Psalms chapter 8, verse 6. The word for today is dominion.
To be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, teach the children to stop the fighting, start uniting, live as one, let's get together, love each forever, sanctuary for you.
Take a nice deep breath in and settle into this moment and focus your attention within. And bring your awareness up to the top of your head and notice a brilliant, vibrant, pulsating violet light. This violet light is a sacred flame of illumination. Remember, invoke, and awaken with your breath. Set the intention to breathe violet light into every cell of your being. So beginning at the top of your head, feel it flowing in, and it bathes the top of your head in violet light. feel it filling in around the back of your head and down into your eyes and into your nose and your cheeks and your ears, cascading down into your mouth and down into your neck. And with your breath, it continues to flow into your shoulders and down into your arms and your hands, into your chest. Feel it filling up and overflowing. It permeates your rib cage. Notice yourself breathing and merging with your I Am presence. And you breathe violet light into your lungs, and it circulates into your heart, nourishing the rest of your body as it flows down into your hips and your pelvis, filling up your entire body. Allow violet light to continue to merge and ground more deeply as you feel it flowing into your legs, breathing violet light into the tops of your legs, into your thighs, front and back, and through your knees, your shins, your calves, down into your ankles, and it flows into your feet and your toes. Christ light, interweaving, illuminating, merged and aligned with every aspect of self. And take a few moments here and feel yourself being held by the love of God. Notice that all is well in this present moment and in all future present moments of your choosing. And bring your awareness to your physical body and awaken to the divine potential within.
Go on. just one time and last for a lifetime, and never let go till we're gone. Love was when I loved you one true time. I hold to in my life will always go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Once more, we'll go on and on. You're here, there's nothing I fear, and I know that my heart will
This morning, we're continuing on with our series that we're based on the book No Less Than Greatness by Reverend Mary Morrissey, Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. It's been a great series for me, and I've heard some wonderful things from each of you. Most of it's been wonderful for many of you, and some of you, it's brought up some things in your relationship, and I say, that's good, right? Yeah, I can tell how right that is, okay, but I used to have a teacher who says, you know, that if your congregation leaves comfortable every Sunday morning, you're not necessarily doing your job. You know, so if some of you have left uncomfortable, yay God. You know, you can pay me later. Give me the tip on that later. No, I just want to share with you a few things. Let's review where we've been very quickly. That first week, we looked at this, that we all deserve love. We all want love, right? And we deserve love. I am worthy of love. Let's affirm that together. I am worthy of love. Let's do it like we mean it. I am worthy of love. So we really got that we deserve love in our relationships. And the second thing that we looked at is that we also not only deserve love, but we want intimacy in our relationships. And yet, how that shows up sometimes is the relationship that we have with ourselves. Whatever relationship we have with ourselves, that's how it's going to show up in the outer world so often. If we love ourselves, we like ourselves, more than likely it's going to show up that way in our relationships. If we're learning to love ourselves, then it may not show up the way we want to. So there's always work for us to do. I am worthy of love. I love myself. I love myself. Do you love yourself? Yes. That doesn't mean that we don't have room to grow. Of course we do, and room to improve, but we love ourselves. We love ourselves in such a way that's not egotistical, but we love ourselves. We love who we are. We're totally that unique, unrepeatable expression of spirit, and there's no one else on the planet like you are. That's great. I love myself. Let's affirm that again. I love myself. And the third thing that we looked at is that not only must we learn to love ourselves, but we also have a relationship that we call our ultimate relationship. And that is that our ultimate relationship is that we have with God. that we have with God. What kind of relationship do you have with God? Again, that type of relationship that you have with the divine is going to show up in your human relationships as well. So ask, you know, what relationship do I have with God? What relationship I have with God? My goodness, and I use the example in that particular lesson, is that we have a relationship with God by spending time with God. What a concept. By spending time with God. So that, you know, if someone that you love in your life says, Pat, one word, you know exactly who it is. You know that with God. When God speaks to you, do you know that spirit within that's speaking your name? So we want that ultimate relationship with God. And then also last week we talked about the importance of giving. You know, those different kinds of people that give, those people that give to get, or those kind of people that give with strings attached. I'll do this, but you better do this for me. Here I stood there last Sunday morning, taught that lesson, and man, did I have a lesson to come back to me within about 2 hours of after I taught the lesson. I was, as you know, the girls' concert was a total sellout last Sunday afternoon, and it was a wonderful concert. Well, unfortunately, my partner was not able to attend, so I had an extra ticket. And someone needed a ticket. Someone asked me for a ticket, and I said to her, as she gave it to a person in her life, I said, you're telling me he owes me one. Talk about strings attached. Sometimes, my dear friends, we go, well, you say, well, you were just jesting around. You were just joking. Of course I was. But or was I? And then the truth of the matter is, you know, the truth of the matter is we say things just spontaneous sometimes, and we get to go, wow, just out of habit, and yet we know the power of the spoken word. We teach that. So immediately I thought to myself, wow, that was a gift, and at some level with strings attached. You owe me one. Guess what I did before, immediately after the concert, after applauding for 15 minutes, I went and immediately made amends to that individual. You owe me nothing. This was a gift without strings attached. Today we're going to continue our series, and the series today we're going to looking at is being fluent in the language of the heart, or fluent in the language of love. As I said, it's our nature to give. It's also our nature to love. And just because it's our nature to love does not mean that it comes naturally all the time. We want those rich, rewarding relationships where we experience intimacy. Into me see. We want relationships that leave us electrified, excited, full, complete. Those are the type of relationships that we are looking for in our life. And yet, so often what happens when we want those types of relationships in our life, we are not necessarily willing to take the risk to have those kind of relationships. Mary Morrissey, in her book, gives us a little insight on that. Let me just share with you what she had to say. She says, I really want intimacy. I want this relationship to work. But I don't want to give up feeling righteous. Ooh. Let's make that other person suffer just a little longer. I want to meet someone special in my life, but I don't want to give up feeling sorry for myself. I want my relationships to work, but I don't want to give up putting others down because it makes me feel better right then. So sometimes we are not willing to take the risk to enter into a relationship that we feel leaves us complete, electrified, into me see, and we feel a sense of intimacy with. Do you remember falling in love? Oh my gosh, you guys are just such a bore this morning. I know what you were going through your mind. Do you remember falling in love? And you were going, which time? Which time? Which time do you remember falling in love? Of course you remember falling in love. You remember what it was like. You remember that you hung on to every word he or she said. You were curious about it. Curiosity means care. But you were curious about it. You could hardly wait to find out what happened during their day. And you could hardly wait for them to ask you what happened during your day as well. Yeah, it was electrifying to fall into love. And yet, my friend Butterworth would say, if every time there's a falling in love, there must also be a rising in love. A rising in love. Mary also tells another story in this little book about falling in love. And I want to share that with you as well. She says, there was a couple who'd been married for over 50 years, and one night in bed, the wife looks over at her husband and starts to complain. She says, you know, when we were first married, you'd reach over and hold my hand. It's been years since you've reached over and held my hand. Despite his arthritis, he thinks, well, I could reach over. So he reaches over and he takes her hand. Not satisfied, she says, when we were first married, you used to snuggle up with me, and we would lie close to each other. You've been on your side of the bed for years. Even though he's comfortable in his spot, he cuddles up to his wife on the other side of the bed. Still not happy, she says, you used to nibble on my ear. He throws back the covers, hobbles out of bed into the bathroom. What are you doing, she asks. I'm getting my teeth. Yes, relationships carry this sense of curiosity. Even though we were curious in a new relationship, it's still there. That curiosity is still there. It's often just buried. It's buried beneath a routine. It's buried beneath the busyness of the day. And perhaps it's buried beneath disappointment and broken hearts. But the curiosity that we had right in the beginning of that relationship is still present in our life, especially if we're still in that same relationship or another relationship. The curiosity is present. Mary reminds us in the book that there are different levels of communication. There's different levels of curiosity in our relationships. She says that the first level of curiosity in our relationship is, it's like cliches. It's a superficial level. You know, you risk little. You know, it's like, how are you doing? Well, I'm doing fine, thank you. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. When you often just say to acquaintance, how are you doing? You're amazed if they launch into a five-hour story on how they're really doing. You necessarily perhaps did not mean that. How are you doing? It doesn't require a lot of risk in that type of relationship. Or there's the relationship that has facts about it. How do I get downtown? What's the directions? Those are some communications that we really don't avoid. We don't risk much. It certainly, we can, by that level of communication, we risk little, we avoid fights, we seldomly feel painfully upset, but we never really feel love either with that type of communication with our partners. And so my question to you, and Mary's question to all of us in her book was, is that the type of relationship we have in our primary relationships? Superficial relationships. How's your day? What's going on? She says, there's two other levels of relationships that we really, of types of communication and curiosity that we want in our relationships. And she says that third level is opinion. She says when we ask an opinion of someone, we are taking a risk. You know, something as simple as, what restaurant do you want to go to? What do you think of this dress? What do you think of this tie? Whatever you think, it's an opinion. You put yourself out there. You risk someone taking an opposite point of view than you have. She says, but if we don't risk what's in our mind, we will never express what's in our hearts. Yes, we have an opinion. Yes, we get to express it regardless of the risk. And when we begin to do that with our minds, and we know that it's safe, then we begin to risk with our hearts, which leads us to the fourth level of communication in relationships, and that is feelings. Feelings. Our opinions are about our heads. Our feelings are about our hearts. Feelings, there's no right or wrong. And yet at times when we express a feeling to someone, even those people that we love so much, if we're not careful, they can be like an English teacher correcting our grammar. Are you sure that's the feeling that you have? You know, let me just fix that. You're really feeling that way? I'm sure no one in here does that, but maybe you've had it done to you. Feelings, putting them out, can be frightening because it means, again, the possibility of rejection of your feelings or not accepting of your feelings. Also, she points out that when we express our feelings in a relationship, the timing is so important. The timing is so important. She says, even in the relationships that we've been in for years and years, we might want to ask the question, is this a good time to talk? You know, she uses the example of, you know, maybe wanting to share with your partner some major challenges that's going in your relationship an hour before he steps into an important critical business meeting. Not necessarily the right time to share. Timing is important. She reminds us also when we are dealing with these feelings that are precious, that are our feelings, that are unique, that we truly ask Spirit, who is truly worthy of hearing this? Who is truly worthy of me sharing my feelings? Asking the question, is this a good time to talk? And if yes, then truly share from our heart. Truly share the feelings from our heart. And I believe that it is the different levels. Think about your own relationships that you go through, especially your primary relationships. Think of those different things, the different ways that you shared in the building of that relationship. And think of the ways that you share and communicate your curiosity and your caring today. Think of those different ways. She also says that there's a fifth way to communicate. And she says that fifth way to communicate is silent communication. She says it's a sense of shared being. It requires no words. She says that indeed it is a mystical connection. She also points out that so often we don't go from a cliche to mystical connection overnight. That we need to work all of these different methods of communication in our relationships. Yes, I believe that it is truly our nature to love. Thank you, God. I believe, as the guy that wrote the book all of a sudden, is that Gary Chapman in his book, The Five Love Languages, I believe that it's, as he refers to, we all have a love tank that needs to be filled. This love tank needs to be filled. And he also reminds us, my dear friends, and I that it's important to help those that we love to keep their love tank filled. But I believe the first thing that he does not address, I believe the first thing we put in our love tank, my dear friends, is our relationship with Spirit. That relationship with God that is always with us, always there, and the relationship with self. That's what we put in our love tank first. A relationship with the divine and a relationship with self. And then he says, we help keep each other's love tank filled. We have that desire to keep it filled. That's not always easy, is it? Just to have the desire. Basically, his premise is this. He says that we have five love languages. We all have different styles of communicating our love language. And he says, unless we we understand each other's styles of love languages, then what we are communicating might as well be English and Chinese. We don't always understand it. So he says, sometimes we also feel because we've identified our love language. Many of you know your love languages out there. I know that. Because we've identified our love language. Mine is acts of service. One of mine is acts of service. So I've identified that. So I think the love language that I need to express to everybody is acts of service. No. No. That's how I want it expressed in my life. But you get the opportunity to discover your partner, your significant other, your friend, how they want it expressed. Their love language may be touch or intimacy or affirmation. And then we get to step in that and express that type of love to our partners, to our friends, to our families. And that way, when we express that type of love, guess what? They hear us. And some of you may be saying, this is mumbo jumbo. You know, with God, all things are possible. All I need is God. And that's true. God is number one. God can do no more for Pat Williamson than God does through Pat Williamson. So God, Pat Williamson needs Spirit. He needs whatever it needs to take him to learn to express love. He needs a therapist at times. He needs the five love languages at times. He needs the Enneagram. He needs all these wonderful tools to help me to be the type of a friend, partner, significant other that I want to be in my life. And I believe that we all need that. It's a constant, constant unfolding, a constant flowering of that. You know, the average... That fabulous feeling of falling in love. Do you remember falling in love? Okay, some of you still do. But anyway, studies have shown that that average feeling of falling in love lasts for 2 years. 2 years. All those goosebumps, all that curiosity, all of that is fabulous. And it lasts for 2 years. Gary Chapman says we have to do this. We have to move beyond that. We have to move beyond that to everyday living, where we see hairs in the bathroom sink, warts on the nose, whatever we need. We need to move beyond that and to learn to love. Also, they point out that the average lasts 2 years. But what seems to happen in our country is that after 2 years, we move on to someone else. Oh, my goodness, the love is over with. Let me move on. I'm not saying it's not necessary to move on from time to time. We move on. But guess what? We say, well, I don't want to do this work. The love, the feelings, the ooziness, all the sweet magic is over with. I'm leaving. That's when the work begins. And you get to say also, my friends, well, I'm going to leave. I'm going to do it one more time. There's nothing wrong with doing it one more time. Statistics says that about 60% of those marriages end in divorce. And if you have children involved, it's an even higher number than 60%. That's, again, I'm not saying, please don't send me emails on this. I am not saying that you do not need to end relationships. Of course you do. But in my opinion, we need to do the work. We need to do the work in order to keep the relationships going. And after we've done the work, if it still does not work, then thank you, God, for second chances. What God has done once, God can do again in our life. So you have an assignment this week, if you choose to accept it. Number one, your first assignment is to notice how you communicate with your partners. Notice how you communicate with your friends. At what level are you communicating? Do you constantly communicate at that superficial level? Or do you go deeper and you talk about feelings? That's assignment number one. That's exactly what you can do if you choose to do it. And the second assignment is to discover your love language. That's right, you can go online, you can do what you need to, but discover that love language. Discover your love language. And there's also a method there to discover your partner's love language as well. Yesterday, we did something here at our church, which I was really pleased with. There were about 30 people there yesterday that we looked at the Enneagram, which is a personality profile. And people sitting around really looking at their relationships, the importance of their relationship, wanting to learn how to strengthen their relationship, wanting to learn how to communicate with each other. That's what we do in our relationships. When the Google and the magic seems to have left us for the first 2 years, then we get to establish that magic again. And we can do it. For we can truly choose to live in love. We truly have the language within our hearts that we need for wonderful, fabulous, great relationships. So how you doing?
Great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I love you. Now see, I love you. I bless you, and I behold the living presence of the divine within you. God is good all the time, and so it is. Amen.
Right there.
I had a dream so big and loud, I jumped so high, I touched the clouds. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
I stretched my hands up to the sky, we danced with monsters through the night. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
I'm never gonna look back. Whoa, I'm never gonna give it up. No, please don't wake me now. Two, three, four. This is gonna be the best day of my life. My life. This is gonna be the best day of my life. My life.
I howled at the moons with friends, and then the sun came crashing in. Oh, oh, oh.
This is gonna
Thank you. You know, I just leaned over to Kim and I said, that was a hard one for me to talk about, that lesson. Because, you know, I'm working on my relationship all the time. And the word is work for me, W-O-R-K, work on my relationship all the time. So, you know, that doesn't mean that because I stand here and I talk about relationships that I am certainly not the expert in relationships, okay? If you know me very well, you know I'm not, okay? And so, but I just really also believe that there's tools out there that can help us with our relationships. Speaking of tools to help us with our relationship, Reverend Patty, our new associate minister, will be teaching a class on God Speaks Your Love Language. God Speaks Your Love Language, and I believe it begins Monday night, April the 7th. Monday night, April the 7th, you might want to explore that as well. Let's bring our ushers down and let's bless our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. You're giving it together, hold it together, bless it together. You truly have the power to bless. Let's center ourselves in this one presence, one power. We feel that presence. We feel that power. May we affirm together our church offertory blessing. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. So we bless these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that's truly to honor and affirm each and every person that we make contact with, truly to transform lives as we celebrate and we honor and affirm the divine presence in every person. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. Next week, we conclude our series as we celebrate life and come and what is the name of the title for next week? What is it? Celebrate each day. That's what we'll be talking about next week. Celebrate each day. So let's stand and let's bring our children in, okay?
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light of God. In the light, 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 in the light.
Sing it in the light,
in the light, in the light,
in the light,
in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God.
Good morning.
We're welcoming Daniela for the first Sunday, and it can be a little intimidating to come up here. But I also want you to know, when we're talking about Palm Sunday upstairs and this entry, that's what it's like every Sunday for us. When we come in and you all turn and you smile and you clap and you welcome us, thank you.
Thank you for our adult volunteers as well. Thank you very much. It's a great day, isn't it? Is it beautiful out here? Your assignment also is to get outside today. Get outside. Do something fun. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is swell.
Now there is peace on earth, and it has begun with me. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. This be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joy is now. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Now there is peace on earth, and it has begun. If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. And if you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. To find out what we're made of, we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Tossing and turning and just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. To find out what we're made of,
who we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah.
You'll always be my shoulder when say goodbye.
You know you can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Count on you.